This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team. The final score, Guiseley 0, Wrexham 2, and Wrexham go top of the league. Wrexham fielding debutant Nicky Devidics and looking in control and potent. A very impressive performance against a Guiseley side who are difficult to handle despite their results. They're a Route 1 side that put a lot of pressure on teams, but Wrexham dealt with it impressively. In fact, the first 20 minutes were massively impressive because they didn't allow Guiseley to execute their game plan at all. They weren't able to pen Wrexham in. They weren't able to attack second balls. Instead, Wrexham penned them in with some really good possession football. Devidics playing on the left-hand side, but drifting inside to join in, certainly was instrumental in that and had a very impressive debut as Wrexham constantly, from the beginning, were on the front foot. Within the third minute, they had an opportunity, a scramble in the penalty area. Kelly lunging onto it and poking the ball wide from 10 yards out. I think maybe the fact that he wanted it on his left foot was what made the difference there, rather than trying to let it roll across him. The pressure continues. Rutherford turning the debutant right back, Nirenold inside out and swinging in a ball. Holroyd attacking it at the near post, 6 yards out, getting it on target. But ex-Wrexham keeper Luke Coddington, low to his right, able to hold on to it. And then another opportunity when Devidics, from a throw-in, turning neatly to beat his man, cut inside onto his weaker right foot, hitting a shot, which was a straightforward save according to him. Again, an indication of the quality that he brings creatively. In the 17th minute came the goal which Wrexham richly deserved. Good set-up play by Bowden, poking a through ball. Holroyd one-on-one with the keeper. Coddington was very quick off the line, though, and closed down. Holroyd managed to get round him. Very tight angle, but did ever so well to drive the ball in. Defender sliding in on the line could only drive it into the roof of his own net, and Holroyd had his first away goal since the one he scored at Tranmere. Wrexham continued to push on for a while. Another corner led to another scramble, the ball falling to Devidics on the right side of the six-yard box, and he very coolly cut inside, trying to look for the perfect opportunity, but the goal mouth was so crowded that when he got it into his left foot, and finally it was to his liking, and he pulled the trigger, the shot was blocked on the line. However, as I said, Guiseley are direct, they're aggressive, and they were always bound to be spells where they got the momentum going, where they executed the game plan, and they started to pen Wrexham back, and it did happen around the midway point of the half. Wrexham were given problems in the air. Odejay, the big target man, probably won more headers against Manny Smith than any other defender has this season, as he backed in just with a sheer bulk and caused problems for Wrexham. It started off with a free kick into the goal mouth. Dunn didn't get very much distance on his punch, and McFadzean was able to turn and drive in a shot. Wedgbury made an excellent, crucial block in the goal mouth. Then it was McFadzean again standing the ball up from the left-hand side to the far post. Roberts attacking it, met with a terrific volley, which flashed across the face of goal and went wide. And then another moment of danger when Odejay won a header, which fell for Southwell, one-on-one with Dunn. Dunn did really well coming off his line to just reach around Southwell as the ball bounced up and just palm it away. Very unorthodox goalkeeping, but very effective. And the spell blew itself out, and Wrexham started to get a bit more control. Again, Rutherford swinging in a corner. The ball was met by Pearson's head, and McFadzean made an excellent clearance off the line. Pearson would get his revenge later. And then an opportunity from a long free kick launched into the box. Manny Smith junked with Coddington. I must be honest, I thought it was a foul by Manny Smith. Ref didn't give it, which meant it was couldn't have been a goal. And the ball bounced behind from a corner, and Wrexham went close from that as well. Devidics pulling the ball back neatly to Kelly, who from 18 yards out pulled a shot, heading for the bottom right corner, which Coddington held on to nicely. Then it was Jennings, who constantly was a threat coming down the left-hand side, and he's developed that pleasing habit lately of putting good quality in his right foot. This one was a super cross. He cut in onto his right foot and swung the ball in to the far post. It went across the face of the six-yard box. Nobody could quite get a touch. Rutherford lost his man, lunged at the far post, and couldn't quite get proper contact, and the ball went behind for the goal kick. Although Guiseley did have one last moment of danger at the end of the half. A Route 1 piece of play knocked long, and a rare error from Manny Smith, put that in the collector's book. He allowed Southwell to get in behind him from a tight angle, though he couldn't put it on target. The second half, neither side settled initially. It was a bit scrappy. The first opportunity coming when Roberts hit a shot, which is deflected off Jennings. Super save by Dunn, lunging to his left. Jennings dived in to try and block it, but it just deflected at pace towards the bottom left corner from 15 yards out. Excellent save by the Wrexham keeper. But Wrexham started to regain their equilibrium in a half, which at least in the opening stages didn't have many clear-cut opportunities. Wrexham swinging a free kick into the box, half cleared. Devedix trying to take on a half volley from 25 yards out. Just cut across it a bit too much and it went wide to the left post, but good technique to get power onto that strike. Then it was Geisley pushing forwards, a free kick swung in, substitute Fondop getting it well, a good looping header, Dunn stretching high, couldn't reach it, it just grazed the bar as it went over. But Wrexham regained more control as the half went on and started to push on for a second. Devedix playing a superb ball to set up a 3-on-2 break. Bowden driving through the middle. Both teammates were to his right. He could have fed the men, but instead, understandably, got to the edge of the D and tried a shot and pulled it badly. It went well wide, but you could understand his desire to go for goal in that situation. And then Wrexham with another opportunity. Jennings ripping in a ball into the goal mouth. It deflected towards goal. An absolutely astounding save by Coddington. The flag actually went up. It wouldn't have counted. I'll definitely put them in the highlights, though, because Coddington came out making up big in that handball goalkeeper style with this hand up, and it just hits his right hand and pushed away to safety. Wrexham did get the breakthrough in the end, though. 72nd minute, a corner from the left-hand side. Devedix, interestingly, wasn't on set pieces, and he wasn't this time, but Rutherford delivered, swinging a good ball in to about the edge of the six-yard box. Pearson Rose, a comprehensive downwards header into the bottom right corner, and Wrexham had the game won. They closed the game down nicely as well from that point on. Geisley made a double substitution, tried to throw the kitchen sink at Wrexham, but as often happens when you completely change your attacking setup and throw extra attacking players on the pitch, they just couldn't get a grip on the ball and didn't seem quite certain of their shape, and their threat pretty much died out, and Wrexham were in the comfort zone. Another corner from Rutherford was missed by Coddington, and Holroyd hit a shot which is blocked on the line. With 2 minutes left, one final spasm from Geisley as Fondop hit a shot which was deflected behind by Wedgbury, lunging in powerfully. And in added time, there was one final moment of excitement for Wrexham. 30-yard free kick. Guys, you didn't even bother having a wall, just had one man standing there. Devedix made an elaborate run-up, but then was called off it by Jennings, and he hit the ball very cleanly, but wide of the right post. And Wrexham has managed to clinch a victory, which takes them, as I said, top of the table. The away support was superb, and the Wrexham fans really enjoyed going over and sharing the celebrations with them. A good performance, very professional, and promising stuff from Devedix as well. To hear further analysis, have a listen to myself and Alex Taylor now, and what we said at the end of the match on Callan FM.
Taking two, McCreth, take two. Always a carbon copy of what happened anyway, guys, you weren't aware to it. McCreth holds it up now, down by the corner. And that is the final whistle. That is Wrexham top of the league as it stands. Of course, teams below us have a game in hand, but it's all about putting that pressure on, and Wrexham have finished 2-0 winners here at Nethermoor. Again, struggling, guys, the goals from Chris Holroyd and Sean Pearson, the captain, have seen Wrexham over the line this afternoon.
Absolutely. That's a really good performance by Wrexham, isn't it? We started on the front foot. We took the game to them. There's always a danger, Geisley, because they're direct, will pen you in with those long balls in the first 20 minutes, which were an exemplary way to play a Route 1 team. We just would not allow that to happen, and we just camped in their half, moved the ball around well. Devedix looking lively on his debut. It was really pleasing to see. And in the second half, their Route 1 didn't trouble us much. Second half, we defended well. First half, there were spells when they did cause us the odd problem, which is going to happen against a side that plays like that with so much height in their team. In the second half, we closed out, I thought, extremely professionally.
Absolutely. Well, with the final score here, Wrexham 2, Geisley 0. You've missed the live on Callan FM.
Absolutely. It's a great win. Holroyd with an away win again. An away goal again. That's a away win.
The Holroyd win.
And Pearson with what's becoming fairly regular as the Wrexham fans are going to their away end. I mean, the away end was superb, made great noise throughout, they made great use of the percussive potential of the advertising hoardings here as well. And yeah, good scenes here. Wrexham top of the league, and deservedly so, I thought. As well to Kelly, who may be under pressure a bit with Devedix coming in, but in the second half particularly, I thought he had a very good game.
Well, and that's it. You, if you're a creative midfielder like Kelly, and you see Wrexham go out, spend money on a creative player like Devadix, then you are automatically under pressure. And he's upped his game, and that's what it's all about. And that will be some of Keats' thinking behind it as well. Kelly signed, he's been brilliant. Could we have got more out of him? Maybe. And then maybe they're bringing in Devadix, who is a similar player, and that ups his game as well. Brings the best out of both of them.
Absolutely right. And then in defence as well, Pearson and Smith were tested, Smith particularly, by the size of Odijai, but they resisted, and the fullbacks, I thought, defended very well. Robertson Jennings, good solid performance.
Yeah, and I think in the early parts of the season, you know, no matter how many clean sheets we were getting, the fullbacks perhaps looked a little shaky at times. You know, you're sort of looking at September, October, November time, looked a little bit shaky and a little bit suspect, you might say. But last four or five games, Robertson Jennings have been superb. Jennings are lucky to go off in the Tranmere game, as we said. They've just been fantastic, and that's a unit now.
Yeah.
And with Dunn behind them as well, people can question some of Dunn's performances and some of his decisions as well. But once you're that unit of five, you know, you work for each other, you throw yourself on the line, you die for each other, because you are that unit, and it's proved so effective in the last few games. It's been fantastic.
Absolutely, and as we said in commentary, Wrexham now one clean sheet away from equaling the club record for the most league clean sheets in a season. Quite an achievement. Let's pick a man of the match. I've not really thought about this. Have you at all? I've got a couple of possibilities, I guess. There'll be a lot of good performances, won't there?
I think Bowden was phenomenal again today, and he's such an underrated striker, I think. He doesn't get a lot of goals, but I don't think that matters. It's about everything else he encompasses and brings other people into play. I thought Devadix did phenomenally well on his debut.
Yeah.
Some very clever play, a little drop to the shoulders, some nice passing range. Kelly fantastic, Roberts fantastic. Pearson and Smith were troubled. Jennings is brilliant again. It's a very hard one, but you've had so many standout players. I think it's a toss-up for me between maybe Jennings and I'd have to say Kevin Roberts maybe.
Yeah.
2-4 backs. Maybe Jennings shades it for me. It's just been phenomenal, and some good link-up play down the left-hand side.
Absolutely, so a good call that, I think. Great result for Wrexham, at top of the league. The final score of Guiseley 0, Wrexham 2. We'll hand back to the studio.
This is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.